We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Ches. We are in the middle of Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis starts on page 28, so we'll read the Mechaber from the beginning, but we're going to pick up in the Mishavura on page Tesvav. So the Mechaber said, as we mentioned last night, Im yesh lo kama bigodim shel arba knafos. If a person has a number of garments that have four corners, kulam chayovim betzitzis. All the garments are chayv in tzitzis. It's not just that you wear one pair of tzitzis. Any amount of four-cornered garments that you have, they're all chayv in tzitzis. Then we discuss in terms of the bracha. Do you make one bracha on all the tzitzis that you're putting on, or do you make a separate bracha on each pair of tzitzis? So the Mechaber says, Im levashom kulam below hefzik. If you put them all on without any interruption, one after the other, v'hoya daitu mitchila al kulam, and you had in mind when you made your bracha to put on all these pairs of tzitzis, lo yivarech ela bracha achas. Then you only make one bracha. So we have two criteria. If, number one, there was no separation, and number two, you had in mind to wear all of them, then you can make one bracha. It will cover all the tzitzis that you put on. But if you're lacking either one of the criteria, you'd have to make another bracha. So the Mechaber says first on the last line of 28, the imasik b'neihem, but if there's a separation between them, which we discussed last night, either means a long time span in between, or if you spoke, not nogeya, so that was a little bit of a machlokas, but that was what we're discussing. If you make a separation between putting them on, you have to make a bracha on each individual pair. Then the Mechaber says on the top of page Tesvav, the same din applies if you didn't have in mind to put on all these pairs of tzitzis, then it's as if you made a separation. So again, there are two criteria. You have to put them on one after the other without a separation, and you have to have it in mind. If there was a time lapse, you need another bracha. If there was no time lapse, but you didn't have it in mind, you also need another bracha. And the Rama ends off and says another time you'll need another bracha. V'chein im pashat harishon kodem shelovash hasheni. And so too, if you made the bracha, you put on the first pair, and then you took off the first pair before you put on the second pair, tzarech lachzor ulevarech. You will also have to make another bracha on the second pair. As we'll see in the Mishavura, that's not so pashat. Most of the Achronim disagree with that halacha of the Rama. But first, let's pick up in the Mishavura in Sivkoton Chavtes. On the last point, the Mechaber said that if a person didn't have in mind all the pairs of tzitzis, then it's as if he had a break in between and he would require a new bracha. So the Mishavura says in Sivkoton Chavtes, Lo haya bedaito. Rotzalomar means to say, Shlo haya bedaito beferish. He didn't have in mind explicitly that he wants to wear other pairs of tzitzis. Rak sheberach stoma. He just made a bracha, al mitzah tzitzis, lesatei betzitzis, and then he wants to put on another pair. He didn't have it in mind specifically, he would need to make another bracha, because it's havei kemafsik, it's as if he had a time lapse. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Lamed, mi desosam, from the fact that the Mechaber did not specify any details, mashma demairi afilu hayu munochim lefonov kol habigodim shel ha'arba knafos b'shas ha'bracha. All the Mechaber told us was that if a person didn't have in mind all the tzitzis, he has to make another bracha. It's mashma, even if they were all in front of him, because he doesn't specify otherwise. So even if a person has five pairs of tzitzis in front of him, and he puts on one after the other, and he made a bracha, if he didn't have in mind to put on all five pairs, he's going to have to make another bracha for the second pair that he puts on, because he didn't have it in mind. So that's what the Mishavura points out. It's mashma, even if they're in front of him, if he didn't have it in mind, it's not good with the same bracha. V'afilu hachi tzarech lachzor levarech. Even if they were in front of him, he has to make another bracha. D'mari shu rogil rak lilbosh achas. So the Mishavura explains, why should that be? If they're all in front of you, you shouldn't have to make another bracha. But the case is that this person normally only wears one pair. He normally wears one pair of tzitzis, so even if he has all of them in front of him, if he doesn't have in mind the other ones, he would have to make another bracha. V'al kein bistame ein ola habracha l'kulam. Since he doesn't normally wear more than one pair of tzitzis, even if they're all in front of him and he puts them on one after the other, he still will have to make another bracha, because mistama, it does not go on all the tzitzis that he's going to put on. Tahavi kenimloch, it's like he changed his mind to put on another pair of tzitzis.
Is it better to use more than one pair than
I didn't say that. We're just discussing the halacha. We're not discussing the... We didn't see that. Just a person... We're talking over here a person who's wearing four-cornered garments. He's not necessarily putting on... Elo im kein haya daito alayim beferish. Unless he had specific intention to cover all these tzitzis and to put on all these tzitzis, then it would be okay. But again, even if he had them in front of him and he didn't have any time lapse between them, if he didn't have it in mind and he normally wears only one pair, the bracha will not cover the other pairs.
He has in mind to put on the five garments. He just doesn't have in mind that the bracha is going on all five. Which are we talking about here?
I hear what you're asking. You're asking that he have the Mechaber says, "V'hu adinim lo haya bedaitu mitchila akulam." Does that mean he didn't have in mind to wear them, or he didn't have in mind that the bracha should cover them? That's
right.
What you're asking.
When he makes the bracha, he's only thinking about the one he's holding in his hand, but he knows he's going to put on the other four.
No, right. It sounds like that. They're in front of him, but since he normally doesn't wear more than one pair, even though now he has them in front of him, so mistama, he is going to put them on, since he didn't have in mind the bracha, so it's not going to cover them. Yeah, it sounds like that.
Is there a saying that someone wear ragil to put on more than one tzitzis, then it will be an issue?
Then it will be okay. We'll see that in the Bir Halacha in a moment. That would be the diuk, that according to the Mishabura, if a person has the five pairs in front of him, and he normally wears five pairs of tzitzis, then even if he just made the bracha stam, didn't have any thoughts when he made the bracha of what it's covering, then it would automatically cover the five pairs that he normally wears. We'll see that in the Bir Halacha, it says that explicitly. Let's first finish the Mishabura. V'hu adin in beirach al talis katon al mitzvas kiminagenu. The same din would apply if a person puts on his tzitzis and he makes the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis, which is our custom. V'lokach miyod hatalus gadol. Immediately after making the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis on his tzitzis, he takes out his talus. Im haya daito beferish liftor bi al mitzvahs, ein tzarach lasser ulevarech. If he had in mind when he made the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis to cover his talus as well, even though that's not normally the bracha on the talus, we learned earlier that b'dieved it does cover it. So if he had in mind the al mitzvah tzitzis on his tzitzis to cover his talus, then he will not need another bracha on his talus. Ubistama, but if he didn't think anything, he just made the bracha on the tzitzis and then he decides a minute later to put on his talus, he had no thoughts when he made his bracha. Choser umavarech, he needs to go and make another bracha on his talus. The bistama ain daito bi al mitzvas ki'im al talus katan. Because even though, like he was saying, that he might have it in mind that he was going to put on his talus afterwards, which he did have in mind, since he didn't have in mind in his bracha that it's going to cover the big talus, and he doesn't, we'll see why, so then it doesn't cover, the bracha of al mitzvas will not automatically cover the talus gadol, and he will need another bracha afterwards on the talus gadol. Ach mikom makom lechatchila bevada yesh lizor shlo levarach al talus katan im daito lulbosh tekev al talus gadol. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, in any case, lechatchila, for sure, one should be careful not to make a bracha on his tzitzis if he plans on putting his talus gadol on afterwards. Mishum gram bracha sheina tzricha, because that would be causing a bracha sheina tzricha, because again, unless he specifically has in mind that the bracha should part of the talus gadol, it will not cover it. And even we mentioned the other night that even if he did have in mind, there are certain issues sometimes with the bracha and the talus katan in general, that if one is going to wear a talus gadol afterwards, we want to avoid the bracha and the talus katan. Im lavash talus below bedika, then the Mishnah Berurah says if a person puts on his talus without checking the strings, like we mentioned last night, that you're supposed to check the strings, so he put it on without checking, umatza oso pasul. And then once it was on him, he realized that it was pasul. Or he put it on and he realized afterwards that tzitzis were pasul. They became pasul, I'm sorry. Either he put it on and he didn't check it, he found out it was pasul, or it became pasul. Velovesh talus acher, and now because it's pasul, he switches it to another garment. Tzarech levarech pam acheres. He needs to make another bracha, because his bracha was only on the first garment, and now he's switching the garment, so he would require another bracha. Im lo shahaya bedaito beferish b'shas bracha kol ma sheyilbash achakach. Unless he specifically had in mind with this bracha that it's going to cover this garment and any subsequent garment that he would put on. So again, he puts on a garment and finds out that it's pasul, or before or after he puts it on, after the bracha, he sees it's pasul, he wants to put on a different garment that he didn't specifically have in mind, he would require another bracha on that garment. If you look in the notes, we'll see a couple of interesting things over here. If you look at note 43, he writes, V'gam im horid es atalus shelovash kedei lasakein bo es atzitzios, even if he was wearing a talus and he took it off in order to fix something on the tzitzis, Kosav l'kamonu mishavura says later on, Shafilu im chozer velovsha miyad tzarech levarich. If a person takes off his tzitzis in order to fix something, he fixes it and he puts the same garment back on, he requires another bracha. We'll see that in Simon Yutes. And then he writes, Misha lovash talus vorido kidei lahachlef bo letzitzios mehudaros yoser. A person who took off his talus and he wants to switch the tzitzis to a better quality tzitzis on that same garment. Vidaito lachzor lelov shemiyad, and he wants to put it back on right away. Histapi bebriar locha lakamon im tzarech lachzor ulevarech. There the Bi'ar Locha, we'll see later on, is Mesupuk if he needs another bracha when he took it off in order to change the tzitzis to a better pair of tzitzis. Now this idea of a person making a bracha and realizing this talus is puzzle and he's putting on another talus, we see this by other mitzvahs as well. If you look at note 44, he writes, V'chein l'gabe misha berach al tfilin. A person who makes the bracha on his tfilin, V'kodem she'en nichon hutzruch l'kachas tfilin acheros. For some reason, after he makes the bracha on his tfilin, before he put that pair on, he needs to switch it to a different pair. We're going to see later on in Hilchos Tfilin, he has to make another bracha because he had kavana for this pair of tfilin, not for another pair. If he switches it to a different pair instead, he needs another bracha. Since he didn't yet do any mitzvah and the bracha wasn't chal yet, and now he's switching it to a new pair, he needs another bracha. Same thing we're saying over here by tzitzis would apply by tefillin. So too we learned in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah when someone makes a bracha on the tkiyah shofar, and before he had a chance to blow, for some reason the shofar was taken away, and they replaced it with another shofar. But if you look at the top of the second column, this is a very interesting thing. The imberach al talus. If a person made a bracha on a talus, the kodem shis atef ba nisul tzitzioseha, and before he put it on, the tzitzis became pasul. V'hoyulo tzitzios acheros muchonos v'tikna miyad. And he had other tzitzis that were around, and he fixed it up right away. So it's the same garment. Before we said you switched the garments, you need a new bracha. But here you made a bracha on one garment and you realized that tzitzis were puzzle and you had a replacement pair of tzitzis that you could switch it with on the same garment. There the Mishabura says later on, Shekozman shelo kayem es ha-mitzvah, since he was, so long that he was not makayim the mitzvah yet, eino me'siya daito mimena, his mind does not go off that garment, v'lochein eino tzarech lachs or levarach, he does not have to make another bracha. So to summarize, if you made a bracha on one garment and then you realize it wasn't good, you switch it to a different garment, you would need to make a new bracha. But if you made a bracha on a garment and you realize that tzitzis weren't good and you have a backup pair of tzitzis in front of it you're going to switch it to, and then you put on the garment, then it would be okay, because since you were in Yotzi the Mitzvah and you're putting it on the same garment and the other tzitzis were there, then we'll see in the Mishavura that will be okay. But I want to see the Bir Halacha over here, the diuk that you pointed out, in the second line he writes, I am the Mishnebura b'mashik asavnu sham, the Mairi shu rogil lubosh rak achas. The Mishnebura just explained that when a person has five pairs of tzitzis, even if it's in front of him, if he didn't have in mind with his bracha to cover all the pairs, and he doesn't normally wear five pairs, so then the bracha only covers the first pair of tzitzis, and he'll need another bracha if he wants to wear the other ones. So the Mishnebura says, the Bir Halacha writes, v'imdarko lilbosh tamit shnayim u'shlosha begadim shel dala knafa zu al zu. But if a person normally does wear two or three garments of tzitzis on top of each other, v'ato lovosh es ha-beget stama, and now he made a bracha without having in mind to cover the other ones. He just made the bracha on one garment with the other garments in front of him. Hayu kulam lefana v'shas bracha. If the other garments were there and he normally wears more garments, even though he didn't have in mind with the bracha to cover them, ein tzarech lachzor levarech. In that case, he would not have to go back and make another bracha, because since he normally wears them, that's enough to be considered as if he had in mind to cover those other garments. But here's the interesting shaila that the Bir Halacha discusses. V'im lo hayu kulam lefanav. Let's say he normally wears a few garments, but they weren't in front of him. Rak b'shah shehayu mevi'in lefanav ha-beged ha-achron, yesh adayin lefanav min ha-begodim shehayu lefanav b'shas ha-bracha. In other words, let's say he had only three garments in front of him, but when they brought the fourth garment, he still had the third garment in front of him that he didn't put on. So he didn't have all the garments in front of him, he only had three, but the fourth one is brought over before he put the third one on. So there, Or he made the bracha on the first pair, and before he put it on, someone brought him a second pair. So does the new pair that comes, can it join the crowd of the one that was already there in front of him? In that case, there is a machlokas in the poskim. In that case, the poskim say one should not make a bracha. Again, if you normally wear four pairs and you have all four pairs in front of you, for sure they say it's covered by the bracha, even if you didn't have in mind. But if you normally wear it, but it's not in front of you, but one is brought while some are still in front of you, it wasn't put on. So some say that it joins the crowd, since you normally wear that amount, then it would be okay. And some say it wouldn't be, and therefore we say, Safek brachas l'haka, you would not make a bracha. But here the Be'er Halacha says an interesting thing. If you skip the brackets to the end of the Be'er Halacha, then ein nochutz lo ato zeh beged ha'achron. If it's not an emergency, if it's not so urgent to put on this last garment where it's a Safek, whether you should make a bracha on it or not, because it came a little bit later, mutav shelo l'lovsho ad she'asiya daitim mi'bracha rishona. Better not to put it on till your mind goes off the first bracha. You know, wait a few minutes, get distracted with something else, have your mind go off the bracha. Kedei she'eschayv levarach alav beberu. In order that you can then make a clear-cut bracha on this new garment, for sure it would not be covered because you would mesiyah tas in between. So here the Be'er Halacha is telling us that in a case where you have a suffix, whether you should make a bracha on this garment, whether it's covered by the last bracha or not, better to be mesiyah tas and wait a little bit or do something else and have that bracha end, and then you know for sure you can make a bracha, which is interesting. We haven't seen that till now, such an idea. Usually we just say, Safek brachas l'hakel, and leave it. But here he gives this etza that you should try to avoid the safek and make it that you're for sure chayiv in a bracha. Apparently he doesn't consider that a bracha she'en etzricha, since it's to avoid the safek.
Is this if you're only not wearing a top bezel in the morning?
Well, our minhag is that we don't make a bracha on these garments if we're wearing talis gadol. So lechora, yes.
That's not going on if it's possible to begin with, right?
Where are you?
In other words, at the end of Lamed, where it says shahay b'daito b'feirish b'shas bracha al kol mashi yil b'shachar koch. That's going on where it's possible later, right? Like not where it's possible to begin with.
This is going back to what you just said. If you wore a talus without checking it, so you put it on and you found out it was pasul, so now you're taking it off and putting on another bracha, another talus, so then you need another bracha, unless you had in mind when you made the first bracha to cover a few garments.
I heard it be chalapa's bracha levatola.
It's not a bracha levatola. It's like I make a bracha on an apple, and I'm holding an apple, and I have a few other apples in front of me. I have in mind to eat four apples, and this apple somehow gets blown away in the wind, so the bracha will be chal on the other apple. Here also, I had a mind to my bracha to be chal on four pairs of tzitzis, so the first pair is pasul, so take it off and put on the other pair. The bracha was chal on that as well. So it wouldn't be a bracha with that. That's exactly what we're doing, is having that bracha be chal on the second pair. Let's see the Mishabura Vaiter in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph. The Mishabura here is going on the Ramah, which sounded a little funny, and we'll see in the Mishabura that the Achronim disagree with this Ramah. The Ramah said, another case, besides what the Mechaber said, if there was a pause between the different pairs of tzitzis, or there was no pause, but you didn't have it in mind, then you need another bracha. The Ramah added on, so too, if you put on the first pair, and then you took it off, before you put on the second pair, then you'll need another bracha on the second pair. Seemingly, even if it was one after the other, right, with just the pause of taking it off, and you had it in mind, but you took it off, that is a hesek, it requires another bracha. So the Mishabur writes, in Sefkotin Lamed Aleph, Ha'achronim chokim al zeh usvir luhu, the Achronim argue with this Ramah, and they hold, that everybody agrees, obviously except for the Ramah, that would not be considered a hefsek, just taking off the first garment before you put on the second one, and it would not require another bracha. It's not similar to what we'll see tomorrow night, that the Mechaber paskins in Sif Yudalad that taking off a garment is considered a hefsek. The Hassam, there the case of the Mechaber is, Lohaya Daito Bishas Bracha Shiav Shitenu V'yasr V'yulbush. There you didn't have in mind when you made the Bracha that you were going to take it off and then put it back on. So once you made the Bracha to put it on, and now the Mechaber holds, you then take off that garment and put it back on, that's going to require another Bracha. That's the Mechaber's case. You had in mind just to put it on once, now you decide to take it off and put it back on. I'm not saying what we hold, we'll see that tomorrow, but the Mechaber there paskins, since you didn't have in mind to take it off and put it back on, when you take it off and put it back on, you will require another bracha. Aval hacha haya daito b'shas bracha levishas habeged hasheni. But here, you had in mind to put on two pairs of tzitzis. You put on the first pair, then you decide to take it off. Now you put on the second pair. but you had in mind the second pair. So why should the fact that you took off the first pair be a hefsek? In the case of the mechaber that we'll see tomorrow, you put on the first pair, you only had in mind that first pair the first time. Now you take it off, that's a hefsek, and you need a new bracha when you put it back on. But here you had in mind both pairs of tzitzis. Why should the fact that I took the first pair off in 3 seconds, why should that affect the chalos of the bracha that was planned originally for both pairs of tzitzis? And therefore the Achronim argue with the Ramah and say that in fact you would not need another bracha if you had in mind the second pair. It was one after the other, and the only thing you did was take off the first pair before you put on the second pair. You would not need another bracha. Let's go weiter into Sif Yud Gimel. So the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Halovesh talis katan umavarech alav. A person who puts on a talis katan, he puts on tzitzis in the morning and he makes a bracha on it. And now he goes to shul, and now he puts on his talis. He has to make another bracha on his talis. Even though he made a bracha on his tzitzis, he needs to make another bracha on his talis. Because the walking, says the Mechaber, from his house to shul is a hefsek, and therefore the bracha he made on his tzitzis stops, and he needs a new bracha on his talis. Again, lemaisa, we said our minhag, we saw it already a few times, that one who puts on a talis gadol in shul does not make a bracha when he puts on his talis katan in the morning, and rather has in mind when he makes his bracha on his talis gadol to cover the talis katan as well. But the Mechaber is saying, Mikredin, if a person makes a bracha on his talis katan, and then he goes to shul, he needs to make another bracha on his talis gadol because the walking is a hefsek. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we'll pause. We didn't finish the Mechaber, but we'll stop there and see the Mishnah Berurah. Levarech alav. So we said that when you go to shul and you put on your talis gadol, you make a bracha on the talis gadol. Afilu in tekev halach lebeis haknesses v'lo yisil daitu b'intayim klal. Even if you put on your tzitzis and you went to shul right away and your mind didn't go off of it, now you put on your talis, you still need another bracha. Why? Because the walking is considered a hefsek. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, V'ha'achronim iskimu de'etzem halicha lo chashiv hefsek. The Achronim say that it's not true. The actual walking is not considered a hefsek. V'afal pi kein kosvu de'tzorach levarach atalas gadol mishum shinui makom. They say even though the actual walking is not considered a hefsek, but the change of location, shinui makom, is considered a hefsek, and therefore you need to make another bracha because of shinui makom. Ulefize, according to this, hu adin im kishiyotza mi beso chazer miyad lo beso velovisham atalas gadol. The same thing would apply if you put on your talis katan, you went for a walk around the block, and you came back to your house, and now you want to put on your talis, gam kein tzarech levarech alav. You'll still have to make another bracha on the talis. After hayadaito gam ala talis gadol b'shas bracha, even though when you made your bracha on your talis katan, you had in mind to cover your talis gadol, you took a walk around the block, you still need to make another bracha on your talis gadol, even if you're in the same location. Why? Because it's shinui makom. Why is it shinui makom? Dehave kidvarim she'ein tu'unim bracha la'achareihim. Because it's like things that do not require a bracha. Davi kedvarim she'ein tu'unim bracha la'achareihem d'shinui makom havi hefsek. Because it's like things, the halacha is, normally, when a person makes in hilchas brachos, if a person is in the middle of a suda, and he goes outside and comes back in, he does not require another bracha. But if a person is eating something that, a bar nefashos, someone's drinking a cup of orange juice, and he goes outside, or you know, he goes out somewhere, or he walks around the block, and he comes back, he requires another bracha. And therefore, so too over here, if a person puts on his talis katan, they're saying a birchas ha-mitzvah follows the same rules as birchas ha-nenin. And if you make a bracha on your tzitzis in your house, and then you have a shinui makom, you change locations, even if you come back, but you went out, and now you come back, that would require another bracha on your talis gadol, even if you had in mind by the first bracha to cover your talis gadol, because that's a shinui makom. Just like when you made a shakal on your cup of orange juice, you had in mind the whole cup of orange juice, but you went out to talk to someone, you went 2 blocks away to talk to someone, and now you come back, so you need another bracha on the same cup of orange juice that you had in mind to cover with your first bracha, because shinui makom requires a new bracha. So too by the talis, you will require a new bracha. Kamasha Kosov in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches. V'ayin b'sifkaton sha'acharzeh. Let's see the sifkaton sha'acharzeh. So that's considered a hefsek. So again, the Mishnah Berurah just said that even though the Mechaber sounds like he's saying that if you're putting your talis katan at home and then you went to shul, you have to make another bracha on your talis gadol in shul because the walking is a hefsek. The Achorim say it's not the actual walking that's a hefsek, it's a shinui makom, the change of location. But he's pointing out the Mishnah Berurah, a change of location is not just going from place A to place B, it's even leaving place A and going around and coming back to place A, just like in Hilchos Brachos, that would require in certain circumstances a new bracha. So too by Tzitzis would require a new bracha. So if you made a bracha of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis on your Talis Katan, and then you went for a walk around the block and came back home, even if you had it in mind initially to put on your Talis Gadol, you would require another bracha in that case as well. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Lamedalud, Chashiva Hefsik, V'achai Odom Choshosh L'das HaSovrim D'Shinui Mokom Lo Havi Hefsik B'zeh. The Chai Odom was concerned for those poskim that hold that Shinui Mokom is not considered a Hefsik L'gabi a mitzvah, Akein Hechemiru Shalol Avarech. And therefore they say in this case, you should not make another bracha because of Shinui Mokom. Im Lo Shehoya HaBeis HaKnesses Rachok MiBeiso, unless the shul that you went to is far away, so that was Stam Hefsik between the two pairs of tzitzis that you were, o shalohaya daito b'shas bracha gamalov, or you didn't have it in mind, where obviously you need another bracha, o shesiyot daito b'neihem, or if for some reason you were mesiyot das b'neihem. So therefore we see that it's really a machalkas aposkim, and the Chai Odom therefore says that one should not make another bracha. If you look at note 47, he brings down the reason from the Nishmas Odom, ubetam adavar kosav Nishmas Odom, shedavka l'inyan achil l'nechshav shinui makom kesach hadas. Tafka, when it comes to eating, when it comes to food, that's when you change your location. It's considered a hesach hadas. You took your mind off it and it requires another bracha. Mishum she'le'itim nimlach adam milecho. Because sometimes when a person moves around, he changes his mind, he decides not to eat. And therefore, since sometimes he changes his mind, he's mesiyat das from the eating, the hesach hadas requires a new bracha. And afilu im lo hisiyat da'itim milecho, lo polog rabbanon. The Rabbanon were machalik. They said, sometimes when you go for a walk, you decide not to eat, which would require a new bracha. Therefore, they decided whenever you go out and you come back in, you would require a new bracha, even if you weren't Mesiyah Das. Masha'en kein b'mitzvah hamutelas al ha'odom, which is not the case by a mitzvah that's incumbent upon a person, kigon tzitzis, shedaitu l'kayim a mitzvah. There, a person has in mind to, in fact, be makayim a mitzvah. Afilu shehem shnei maisa mitzvah ein baze hesachadas. This would not apply by a mitzvah, even if it's two separate maisa mitzvahs, we would not consider it hesachadas. And therefore, these poskim say, the Chayodom says, would not require another bracha. I want to just see quickly another bir halacha, and then we'll take questions, if there are. The next Bar Halacha says, Chashiva Hefsik. That would be considered a Hefsik if one went from his house to the Beis HaKnesses. I am b'mishnah berurah shekasadnu. Look at the mishnah berurah that what we just said, b'shem l'chai Adam, that we have to be choshish for the poskim that say it's not a Hefsik and you would not make another bracha. V'dad medivrei ha'taz mashma gam kein desover she'ein shinui makom Hefsik b'zeh. The taz is mashma that a shinui makom will not be considered a Hefsik l'gad bei tzitzis. V'chein ha'gra b'be'urav kosov ke'ataz. The gra also writes like the taz. But here the Bar Halacha asks, according to this, that will be machalik between a birchas hanenin and a birchas hamitzvah, that when it comes to a birchas hamitzvah, even if you change locations, it's not considered hesach hadas and you would not require a new bracha, then when it comes to kiddush, it should be the same way, because kiddush is a birchas hamitzvah, so you should be able to make kiddush in one location and eat in another location. Shulchan Aruch doesn't write this. I feel that that's a yesh omrim. Even the most lenient shita does not hold that you can make kiddush in one house and eat your suda in another house. It will be a problem of kiddush and makam suda. But if in fact we're saying according to the Chai Odom that many poskim say, and we see from the Taz and we see from the Gra, that when it comes to the birchas hamitzvah, it's not considered a hesek when it's shinui makom, so why should it be a problem? So it says that Nishmas Odom makes a chiluk, and the chiluk that he makes is that it has to do with food. Kiddush, even though it is a birchas hamitzvah, but since it involves achila, it would follow the rules of a hesach hadas like a birchas hanenin, which involves food. But obviously, the Chafetz Chaim was not satisfied with that answer because he leaves off with tzarachin. We'll stop here, and we'll continue mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.